It's almost sundown. She slips off the tree branch and silently begins to hunt, just the way she'd learned from her mother. What will she find tonight? And who is she? The Ghost of the Forest. That's what the Black Panther is called. She stalks her prey so quietly that it never even realizes the danger until it's too late. Until she pounces and it feels her powerful jaws. In one leap, this cunning predator can cover 25 feet. She can jump 12 feet high. And like all leopards, she sees in the dark, hearing the slightest sound. But she is not the only predator on this wild earth. There are many. Such as the tiger, the largest of all cats. When attacking his prey, he uses his great weight to knock the animal off balance. Then he bites down on the animal's throat and holds until it suffocates. At last, he feeds. Tigers often eat 33 to 40 pounds of meat per day. These cats are so strong that they can drag the body of a 500-pound animal as far as 1/4 mile. Man's best friend? Among the most successful predators on Earth are members of the dog family. Wolves, foxes, coyotes, jackals, and domestic dogs. In fact, the domestic dog has been humankind's favorite hunting partner for thousands of years. Like others in this group, African wild dogs often hunt together as a pack. They chase their prey until it is exhausted, and then they bring it down, quickly tearing open the animal's underside. So lovable! Not all predators are large or seem scary to us, but don't let size fool you. Sea otters, for example, have strong forearms. Care to arm wrestle? Paws that can grasp and dig, and they're smart. They hunt in the sea, digging in the muddy ocean floor for clams and other shellfish. Otters use rocks to break open some of the shells. Others, they simply crush with their strong teeth and jaws. Don't try that at home. Let's mamba! When it sees something it wants to eat, the black mamba races after it, quickly strikes to inject venom through its hollow teeth called fangs, and then opens its jaws to swallow its victim whole. The snake's venom is so powerful that 2 full drops are usually fatal for a person, much less kills the small animals that it hunts. All snakes are predators. Some inject poisonous venom, while others squeeze their victims to death. And unlike mammals, they instinctively know how to hunt. They don't learn their skills from mom and dad. Is that a twig? Some of the hungriest predators are very small. Praying mantises, for example, are usually little bigger than a grasshopper, although in the jungle, some are nearly 12 inches long. One kind of mantis was brought into the United States as a garden predator to help farmers and gardeners by eating insects that devour plants. The praying mantis does not usually chase its prey. It waits until an insect comes within reach, grabs it, and then bites its neck, which paralyzes the victim. Mantises always start eating their victims head first while they're still alive. Arachnophobia! Spiders and scorpions are called arachnids by scientists, and they both inject venom to kill. Most spiders wait for prey to be caught in their webs, but other spiders, such as the desert tarantula, sit in their holes and wait for prey to pass, which they then leap onto and kill. Scorpions usually lie and wait for prey to pass by. Then they reach out with their pinchers to grab and hold the victim as they eat it. If their victim struggles, they inject a lethal dose of venom. The box scorpion sting can kill children and pets. Is that orca? Killer whales are as big as a school bus, but heavier. They swim like lightning to catch prey with their 48 sharp, curved teeth. Like wolves, orcas are mammals that often hunt in groups, which are called pods. Once they catch their victim, they tear it to pieces. Killer whales occasionally beach themselves to catch a seal, then drag it back into the sea. In the 1990s, these whales began to feed on sea otters in Alaska, which is not their normal prey. It's estimated that one killer whale could eat 1,825 otters per year. Jaws! Unlike whales, great white sharks are fish, and they hunt alone. They're fast swimmers that can smell one drop of blood in 25 gallons of water. So, don't scrape your knee when one is nearby. When these sharks attack, they first circle their prey, sometimes bumping it to test its strength. Then they pounce. Instead of chewing their food, these sharks rip their prey into mouth-sized pieces that they swallow whole. The bald eagle is a kind of bird called a raptor. Like all raptors, it uses its excellent vision to spot fish and other animals from high in the sky. Then it swoops down at great speed and punctures the victim's flesh with sharp talons or claws. The dying animal is often hoisted up and carried to a rocky ledge or other safe spot where the eagle tears and cuts the flesh with its hooked beak. Big or small, covered by hair, scales, or shell, day hunters or night hunters, on land or water, all predators have one thing in common. They hunt because they're really hungry!